We've spent a lot of time talking about the craft of writing online, but what is it all for? What are the benefits of writing online besides clarifying your thinking, attracting like-minded people? And another thing to think about is that when you write online, you move down the path towards building a personal monopoly. And a personal monopoly is your unique intersection of skills, interests, and personality traits where you can be known as the best thinker on a topic, and then open yourself to the kind of serendipity that makes writing online so special. And what I've found through personal experience is that the internet uniquely rewards people who are different and differentiated. And because of that, in order to build a personal monopoly, you want skills that have four things in common. They should be unusual, complementary, experiential, and specific. So let me dive into each one really fast. Unusual, your personal monopoly should be different. It should make somebody say, what? That's interesting. I mean, for me, it's when people ask me, hey, what do you do for a living? I say, I teach people to write on the internet. People are like, that's a job? But then a lot of people can think of me, David Prill, as the writing guy. He's the person who you go to learn how to write online. That's great. I guess we can just talk about my personal monopoly here. When it comes to complementary skills, it's not just that I teach people to write online. Well, I'm good at building an audience on Twitter. I enjoy podcasting and public speaking. I'm a decent marketer, and I love to teach. And then over time, I've actually gotten good at building teams and trying to think through, okay, this isn't just David anymore. This is now a company. And so those skills actually work in harmony to allow me to be good at my job. Then experiential. There are skills that you can read about. So I think something like SEO, search engine optimization, is like this. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a very useful skill. But the thing is, thousands and thousands of people know a decent amount about SEO because you can read up and understand a lot of what it takes to be good at SEO. Whereas there's other skills such as how to be the CEO of a company that honestly, you got to learn it experientially. And what's great about experiential skills is that there aren't shortcuts to getting them. They are skills that you develop by actually living, by actually acquiring wisdom through direct experience. And the more that you can focus your personal monopoly on direct experience, the better. For example, Ana Lorena Fabrega, who is a Rite of Passage alum, a lot of her expertise when it comes to her personal monopoly of being known for being a thought leader in the sphere of childhood education comes from actually being a teacher for 6 years. And that's something that in order to acquire a lot of those skills, well, you'd have to be a teacher. You can't just read about it on the internet. And then finally, your personal monopoly should be specific. So rather than being somebody who is interested in all kinds of communication, all kinds of building online audiences, I say, you know what? I'm going to focus on writing on the internet and the benefits that come from that. Now, one of the things I've realized, and it's kind of counterintuitive, but I believe this very strongly, is that your personal monopoly should reflect and start with your innate interests and not what you think the world wants. And I think it's really easy to just say, hey, what does the world need from me? And what is like a very clear personal monopoly that I can go build? The problem with that is you end up kind of in these cookie cutter categories that are easy to think about, easy to define. And a lot of the best personal monopolies are a little head turning. They kind of make somebody squint and go, huh? I've never met somebody like that. And so you want to lead your personal monopoly with the things that you're innately interested in. So I have always been interested in media and creativity and making things. Now, I haven't always been interested in writing. That is something I developed. And here is another subtle point that yes, you want your personal monopoly to reflect and start with your innate interests, but you also want to listen to what the world wants from you and what people are actually resonating with, and then double down on those things so long as they ignite your soul and help you create with your heart on fire. And there's two reasons why. The internet creates power law outcomes. So if you're not fascinated by what you're writing about, you're just not going to be world-class at writing about that thing. It's impossible to compete with somebody who is thinking about whatever it is that their personal monopoly is when they're in the shower. They're dreaming about it. They're talking to friends about it every day at lunch. And it's just always ruminating in the back of their head. So you got to be fascinated. You got to love what it is that you write about. And then second is that due to the immense scale of the internet, the audience for basically every topic numbers in the thousands. And often, if you're chasing a trend, you've already lost. I'm always amazed at, you know, I'll go on YouTube or something. I've been trying to get good at cultivating and growing houseplants. And I can't believe how many houseplant channels there are on the internet. And some of these YouTubers have hundreds of thousands, millions of views for just like this little niche. And the point here is that what you want to do is get more and more specific, more and more deliberate about refining and communicating what it is that your personal monopoly is oriented around, and then appealing to the scale of the internet so a bunch of people can reach out to you and know that you are the person who's the expert in your personal monopoly. And then you might be thinking, well, David, I've been writing online for 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years. I can't find my personal monopoly. And look, if your personal monopoly isn't immediately obvious, that's fine. It takes a lot of people 5 years, 10 years to find theirs. I started writing online more than half a decade ago. And I was looking at what are the things that are interesting to me. I was saying, what's captivating me? I'm going to go write about that. Then I listened to the compliments that people were giving me. What are people reaching out to me to learn more about? And then I'm doubling down on those things. Both, what are the things that resonate with me? And then when I share those things, what are the things that resonate with other people? Now I'm getting feedback. Now I'm listening to others. And then I'm doubling down by working on projects, by writing more about those topics. And then over time, refining my personal monopoly into now helping people write online and both think through how do I come up with better ideas? Then how do I communicate those ideas by writing? And then how do I then build an audience for myself so that I can create personal, professional, and social opportunities in my life? That's my personal monopoly, super distinct. And so remember, you want your skills to be unusual, complementary, experiential, and specific. And it is actually in the act of writing that you're going to go build your personal monopoly, because writing is the R&D lab for your mind. And the more you write, the faster you're going to find your personal monopoly. You just got to do it consistently, listen to feedback, and always get more and more specific.